This is Theon Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes, coming to you every day, Monday through Friday, on WZAP from my hometown of Bristol, Virginia. I'd like for you to call someone you love. Tell them that the 5 Minute program is on the air. We're going into our lesson now. Scoot up your chair and lean in. I'm going to read from the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. I begin with verse 11. Remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, at that time you were without Christ, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them which was nigh. I say, oh, may the cross of Christ tell us more and more of his grace. May it speak to our hearts, pour in light, break our bonds, and heal our wounds. The cross is the interpreter of mankind. The cross revealed the true heart of fallen mankind. In the cross, mankind has spoken and confessed their feelings about God. Even though the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God was at work in this transaction, it was man that erected the cross and nailed the Son of God to it. On Golgotha, mankind not only publicly confessed that he is a hater of God, but takes great pain to show the intensity of that hatred. Mankind glories in his shame, crying, "Crucify him. This is the heir. Let us kill him. Away with this man. Give us Barabbas." The cross tore away the mask of the hypocrisy of religion and exposed a soul overflowing with the corruption of fallen mankind towards God. You may say, "I would never do that. I don't hate God. I may be indifferent to him, but I don't hate him." It was not indifference that shed his blood. It was hatred, the hatred of the carnal mind. Does indifference crucify its objects? The cross was the great revelation of God's love and the great hatred of God by mankind. You say, "What have I to do with the cross? How am I identified with the crucifixion? The Jews did it. The Romans did it. I didn't." But you did. We all did. It was because of the sins of all mankind that Christ was crucified. And until we come out from among the crucifying crowd and denounce the deed which they did, we are guilty of that blood. You may say, "How can I sever myself from the crucifying crowd and denounce their hatred towards God?" By believing on the name of the crucified one. Faith in Christ is your coming out from among the God haters. Don't take refuge in your thoughts of neutrality, saying, "Because I am not a scoffer, I am not an enemy." I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.